Erev Shabbos Parshas Yisroi, Tavshin Samach Tes. One of the Aseres Habdibros is Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoi. You should remember Shabbos to sanctify it. What's the next pasuk? Sheishes Yamim Tavoid, 6 days you shall work, V'asizikom Alachtecha, and do everything you have to. V'Yom HaShvi, on the 7th day Shabbos, L'Hashem Alekecha. The 7th day is Shabbos, lo yisasekom alacha, there you can't do any work. Because kishesh is yom amos ha-shem es ha-shamayim v'esaretz, and v'ayonach b'yem ha-shvi. So what's the first pasuk saying? If you want to introduce Shabbos, and say this is the mitzvah Shabbos, you start. Now we're going to speak about Shabbos. Shesh is yom tavid, v'asizekom alacha, 6 weeks you work, and you do everything you have to. And then the Yom HaShvi Shabbos L'Hashem, and the 7th day will be Shabbos. And then you can't do any work, because in 6 days Hashem created the world, and the 7th day he rested, and therefore you sanctify the 7th day. Well, what's the first pasuk? Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoi. What is that going on?
The emphasis is on you. In the first pasuk, in other words, 6 days you shouldn't work, the second one is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's giving you the reason.
So it's starting with the reason and then starting back with...
Starting with what Hashem had in mind, like we talked about before.
Seif Masa Machshav Atchila. It's telling us what the end goal was, and then we started back. So the Chazal interpreted it like this. Because then should have just started with Sheishis Yamim. You start with the first day and work your way up to Shabbos. And here it sort of starts with something having to do with Shabbos. So Chazal interprets Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoi, that this is actually part of the 6 days. This is a mitzvah of remembering Shabbos within the 6 days. How do you do that? So it's Zochar, remember Shabbos during the 6 days, LeKadoshoi, to sanctify it. And then it says also, and you work for those 6 days. And then the 7th day, the actual day of Shabbos, that's a separate mitzvah of being LeKadoshoi, where you can't do any work. But this is something that work that you do during the 6 days for Shabbos. And Rashi tells us, what does Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoi mean? Tenu lev, lizkar tamid es yom HaShabbos. That put your mind to it to always remember Shabbos. Shimon is daman lo chayfetz yofa. That if you find a nice item, you're shopping in a store, you see a nice item, tehei mazmini la Shabbos. Set it aside and prepare it for Shabbos. And in that way, a person fulfills this mitzvah of Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoi. Remember Shabbos during the week to be mekadosh to make it special. Why? That if you find something, you find a nice food item, and you find a nice item to buy, set it aside for Shabbos. Beautiful. Except, as the Ramban on Rashi, we don't paskin like that. Why? Because this comes really from a Gemara in Beya. Gemara in Beya, Daf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph, brings a machlokes between Shammai and Hillel. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omru Allah Baal Shammai Azokin. They said about Shammai Azokin that Kol Yomav Hayayichal Echveya Shabbos. He would always eat for the honor of Shabbos, all his days, it's only on Shabbos he ate for Shabbos. No, even during the weekday he would eat for Shabbos. How's that? Motzeh behemanah, if he would find a nice animal to buy for Shabbos, Omer, he would say, Zula Shabbos. He would take this item and say, oh, this is going to be special for Shabbos. Then, Motzeh acheres noah heimenah, if he would find something later during the week, the day later, 2 days later, he said, ooh, this is even a more special animal for Shabbos. So then what would he do? Maniach ha-sashniyah, so he would now leave the second one over, v'oichel ha-sarishayna, and he would eat the first animal. So he found a nice food item to buy. So this is special, I'm going to save this for Shabbos, reserved for Shabbos. But then he found something even more special. Ah, so then I'll eat the first one, and so therefore, even the eating of the first one was all done with Shabbos in mind, and therefore all his days were done for the purpose of Shabbos. That's what Shammai did. So what did Shammai do? He would take the item and reserve it for Shabbos. But if he finds something nicer, then he would then reserve the second thing, the more nicer thing for Shabbos. That was what Shammai did. Hillel, aval Hillel azakein mida acheres ha'isalai. He had a different approach. Shekol ma'isav l'shem shemayim. All his ways were for the sake of heaven. Shenemar, as it says, Baruch Hashem yom yom. So what did Hillel do? So Rashi says, l'shem shemayim b'teach. He was confident in his damen loy no l'shabbos. He didn't go around if he would sell on Sunday or Monday, he would find a nice item that they were selling. He would say, oh, I'm going to buy this and reserve it for Shabbos. No, if he was hungry and if he wanted to buy that, he would buy the needy right then. Oh, so what did he do for Shabbos? He was confident that when he went shopping for Shabbos on Thursday or Friday, he would find the nice item he needs for Shabbos. So, who's the halakha like? In all the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who do we follow?
Hillel.
Follow Hillel. If so, says the Ramban, Shari quotes our whole Gemara and he says that was Shammai. Shammai says if you find an ice item, then you put that away, you store that away. So in that way, you could be Mekayim Zachar Hashem Shabbos Takashi and fulfill always remembering Shabbos during the week because you're putting it away. But according to Hillel, and he would just wait until his Shabbos preparations, Thursday, Friday, and it's just Shabbos shopping. That's what he would give it for Shabbos. That's the Ramban asked. So someone answered that Rashi makes a distinction in our Gemara between food items and non-food items. Food items, Beis Hillel says, there's always food around, and I'll find a nice animal, a nice fish, I'll buy it for Shabbos, I can wait till then. But an item that you buy that's non-food item, who says that will come up again? Who says, well, to find something even better than it? And therefore, even Beis Hillel would agree that if you find a nice item that you want to use, wait till Shabbos. But I think you can answer another answer based on the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim writes in Shem Olam, in Shar Shmiris HaShabbos, Perek Dalet, in explaining this Gemara, he says like this. He says, there's a Machlokes Shammai and Hillel, that if you find that item to buy on Monday or Tuesday, and it's something that could last, obviously if it's going to go sour, it's going to go stale for Shabbos, no point in leaving for Shabbos. But something, the item that will last for Shabbos, something special, something new, you never saw this item before, and you could use it on Shabbos, reserve it for Shabbos. That's what Shammai says. And it sounds like Hillel would say, no, just dig in, have it right now. What do you do for Shabbos? Oh, you wait Shabbos, you get something else. No, that wasn't Hillel's approach. Says the Chafetz Chaim, even Hillel agrees that what Shammai did was better. Hillel agrees that what Shammai did, that on Sunday he found something, I'm going to save this for Shabbos. Monday he found something better, I'm going to save the nicer thing for Shabbos. Hillel agrees with Shammai. So what was Hillel doing? That's what the Gemara says. Hillel azakin mida acheres haisalai. He had a different approach. What does that mean? He trusted that Hashem will find him something good to buy. Because Hillel had such a high level of bitachon, he had such a high level of trust in Hashem, and in order to work on that level of trust in Hashem, he said, you know what, I'm not going to take what I find today and then be ready for Shabbos ready. I'm going to trust Hashem will send me something special for Shabbos when I'm ready, when I'm preparing for Shabbos. He says, but most other people who B'tochen level is not of the level of Hillel. You know how Hillel was. Hillel made, you know, like $1 a day, and he 50 cents he gave to buy food, 50 cents he gave to pay to get into the Beis Medrash. And that was it. Every day he exhausted all his monies that he earned. Oh, tomorrow I'll get So the Hillel's Bitachon was on a tremendously high level for him. In order to strengthen that Midah Bitachon, he says, when I go Shabbos, Shabbos, I'm confident that Hashem will send me what I need. And therefore I'm not already starting to set away things and reserve and prepare things for Shabbos. But Hillel agrees that if one is not on that level, better to do like Beis Shammai. Better to do like Shammai HaZakein. And therefore we can understand, that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Tachadashi, what's this mitzvah? If you find something on a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday, you say this should be specially reserved for Shabbos, a new box of chocolates, I'm going to set it aside for Shabbos. Or any item that could be used during the week but could be used on Shabbos too. Buy a new pair of shoes, a new shirt, a new tie, I'm going to save it for Shabbos. That was all included in the mitzvah of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Lekadoshek. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like this. Chafetz Chaim himself in Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Nun. Brings this halacha. He says, you should get up early on Friday to prepare for Shabbos. And this is halacha that particularly on this Parshas Yisrei, where we have the mitzvah of Zochra, Yisrei, Mishtav, Zekatrei, we should remind ourselves of to be mechazik in this mitzvah. Because unfortunately, it somehow gets pushed away. Or the whole mitzvah gets taken over by the women of the house, and they prepare for Shabbos, and they're doing all the mitzvahs for Shabbos, and what's left for us? We have to try to grab some back. And even those who sort of help out in the house for Shabbos, who are they helping? They're helping their wives. It's very nice. It's a beautiful mitzvah to do. You can help your wife Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday also. But if you want to help also to have in mind for the mitzvah of Shabbos, so you have to have that in mind too. And you should say it also. I'm doing this for the honor of Shabbos. If you're embarrassed to say it out loud, say it quietly. But as the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Rav Chista used to chop the vegetables for Shabbos. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef used to chop the wood for Shabbos. Rav Zeri used to prepare the lights for Shabbos. And a person shouldn't say, and this is beneath my dignity, I should go go on the floor and start cleaning up a little bit Shabbos. I should, I have other people who could do it. No, a person shouldn't say that. A person should learn from these great people to do it for Kvod Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, Ksiv B'Torah says, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshei, our pasuk. V'dorshu B'Shamay, B'Shamay interprets this pasuk, Shetei Zochar Mei Echad B'Shabbos, you should even remember Shabbos from day one in the week, day two in the week, day three in the week. Already then we have the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos. That means the whole week we could be doing mitzvahs of Shabbos. Not only on Shabbos, not even only on Friday, but even on the first day of the week, the second day of the week, we should remember for Shabbos. Then he brings this whole Gemara and he says, "V'skimu harbe paiskim shegam Hillel moed deshegedivir Beis Shammai adif etvei." This Hillel agrees that like Beis Shammai is better. That if you find something now, reserve it for Shabbos already, and through that you'll be mekayim remembering Shabbos. Ela shei beiteach b'Hashem, he had confidence in Hashem shemiz bevada yamiz leShabbos mana yavim shari yamim ugede lechazek midas betchayne yanei kaim b'Shar kol adam she'ein betchayne chazek kol kach moed deshegedivir adifa. Hillel is mighty, agrees that someone who doesn't have this level of bitachon as Hillel himself did, who wanted to strengthen his own midas of bitachon, certainly is better and preferable to do like Shammai. So it's a mitzvah that we should remember. How many of us go shopping for Shabbos on Sunday or Monday or even Friday? So when do we do this mitzvah? What happened to this mitzvah of remembering Shabbos? It's forgotten about. We live with somebody else. I'm the Ishtei Kegufa. My wife is Mekayim, and she might see me with the mitzvah. It shouldn't be like that. There are things that we can do for Shabbos. I remember we have several Maisa from Rabbi Yashiva, should be a Schusser for Shalema for Yosef Shalom and Chaim Musha. I remember years back when I went when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I went to his house on Erev Shabbos, and I asked the Rebbesim, Olei HaShalom, that maybe I could help out. I could shine the Rav's shoes for Shabbos, polish his shoes for Shabbos. I had done so for a different gadol, and I asked maybe I could do it. Yeah, she started laughing, And she says, no, there's two things that he doesn't let anybody else do. None of the children could do it all the years, she says. That's preparing the candles for Shabbos and polishing his shoes for Shabbos. Nobody else does that. Yeah, that's what he said. That's his special things. It means you have to reserve things. You have to chop things. We have to grab things that we should be able to do for Shabbos. And when the Gemara says, as the Mishmura says here, v'toyv shayomer al kol davar shekoyne, anything that you buy, anything that you're doing for Shabbos, you should say zeu lechvei Shabbos ki hadibur upoil harbe b'kedusha. Something beyond this, maybe, but to say this is for Shabbos, to say I'm doing this for Shabbos, it says it adds kedusha to the item. It adds kedusha to the activity that we're doing. Maybe it's a high level, but nonetheless, it's something that this is a mitzvah we have. Zochar Hashem Shabbos Lekadoshay. Remember Shabbos even during the week. Anything you prepare for Shabbos, anything you're doing, if you're doing it anyway, we could be doing it to help somebody out. We're doing it to assist in the house. If we're doing it for Shabbos, we get the mitzvah of Shabbos during the week. Who is Shabbos? What are we doing for Shabbos? Who's Shabbos? Shabbos is a Kodesh Baruch. Shabbos is a personality. You're preparing for Shabbos. Shabbos is a Kodesh Baruch. Shabbos LaShem, this is Hashem's day. We're preparing, you know, we're preparing lights to have covered, to have respect and honor for the day. We're cleaning up, we're tidying up. As the Shulchan Aruch said, you put away the weekday stuff. No, you could put away your weekday clothing, your weekday shoes, your weekday briefcase and computer and telephone. You put it away, why? Because otherwise it's going to look messy. You can put it away because your wife is nagging, you should put it away. Or you could put it away because there's a special guest coming for Shabbos. You want to look to your room to look tidy, you want to look proper, special guest. The special guest is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we'll end. The Biskarov points out that before Matan Torah, they did three things. Klal Yisrael did things, three things as instructed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Lech el ha'am v'kidashtam hayom u'machar v'chibesu simloisam. Get ready for Matan Torah. What should you do? Wash your clothing. Put on fresh, clean, nice clothing. That's number one. Number two, Vayinu chayim layam ashlishi, and be prepared for the third day. That's number two. Be prepared. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Vayera Moshe Nahar Pasuk Yudalid Vaykadisha Vaychabzu Simloisam. They washed their clothing and they put on fresh clothing. Vayem Rama Hayunachin on the Shleishim and be prepared for the next 3 days. And then the third thing they did is Vayoytse Moshe Sam Likras Alekim Ramachane. Moshe Rabbeinu took all of Klal Yisrael to go greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Brisk Rav, we have three preparations that were done for Matan Torah: changing of clothing, being prepared ahead of time, and going out to greet. It says the Biskarov, these three things we have by Shabbos also. We put on special clothing. We should be prepared ahead of time, not just rush in and fall into Shabbos, but should be premeditated, should be prepared, ready for Shabbos to greet it. And the third thing is what we do in the form of Lechadayd, in the form of Kabbalah Shabbos, then they used to actually go out to greet it. And this, what were we greeting by Matan Torah? We were greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what are we greeting by Shabbos? We're greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the correlation, he says, between the preparations of Matan Torah and the preparation of Shabbos, because it's both greeting the same one. It's greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if we're conscious of it, if we're cognizant of this fact, that we have a special mitzvah, Zochar Hashem Shabbos HaKadosh, a mitzvah that during the whole week, we could do things that are done for the honor of Shabbos and honor for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we keep more mindful of this, and we even say it. This is done for the covet of Hashem. We add up these mitzvahs, you get special mitzvahs, and actually, the more we do that, the more we have a respect and honor for Shabbos, and the more the kedusha of Shabbos rests upon ourselves. A good night of Shabbos.